Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors, to another episode of the Female Empowered podcast, where we strive to empower small business owners in boutique healthcare, wellness, and fitness. I'm so glad you're back joining me for another episode. And what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit about email marketing. So some people say email marketing is dead, they are lying to you, or they don't know what they're talking about, or they're trying to sell you some sort of other solution. But email marketing is great for a number of reasons. And I know you all know this, but it's great because it's owned, meaning we own our email list. People have joined our email list. We have access, we have permission to use it, unlike Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, because if those platforms go down, we lose all our subscribers. Or if your page gets hacked, like it's been happened to a lot of people recently, you'll lose your subscribers and you don't have access to them back. So email is great. And there are, I don't have the stats, I should have done this before, but there is proven, I don't have the stats for you, so I'm not going to give you fake stats, but people sell much more with email marketing than they do on website alone or through social media. So email marketing is a great thing to have. And if you haven't started it yet, it's never too late to start. Now, aside from that, one of the things we're actually going to talk about today is how to boost engagement through targeted email marketing, okay? And how segmentation can help. Now, this is one of the things, I started an email list for Pilates in the Grove pretty early on, but like most things, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I just started an email list and then I didn't do anything with it. One of the many things I wish I had done sooner was start to segment my list and tag people in my list so that I could use segmentation in a better way. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to talk to you about how you can use segmentation in your email list to boost engagement, drive retention, ultimately drive revenue and impact and sustainability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So basically, we're going to talk about five powerful ways to segment your email list so that you can boost engagement and ultimately drive sales or retention. So what is segmentation? So basically what segmentation allows is it's segmenting your list. It allows you to divide your email list into smaller, more targeted groups based on certain specific criteria. All right. So now what does that do for you? It allows you to deliver more personalized, relevant content to each of those segments. This in turn leads to higher open rates, higher click-through rates, and overall engagement, which is what you want. Okay. I didn't know this for a while, but if you have a really low open rate, sometimes email providers and platforms will start to not show your emails because they think they're junk. Okay. So having a pretty good open rate is important for businesses. So anything over like 25% is a pretty good open rate. But if you're having like 5-7% open rate, no bueno for your business. Okay. So let's talk about now the ways that we use to improve our engagement and really leverage our email marketing into sales or retention or new customers, or returning customers, re-engagement, et cetera, okay? So one of the ways that we segment our list is by segmenting it through demographics. What are demographics? So that's like age, location, gender, salary, household income. So where, you know, location where they live. So let's say if you are offering both yoga, okay, and HIIT classes, high intensity interval training, you can segment your list into age, right? And maybe people that would be more inclined to buy and purchase HIIT classes versus yoga classes, which are a little less impact. Okay. You could use the different price points. So if you have a lower tiered offer, lower price point, you can segment your list and send those offers and promotions to people that are in a certain household income, and your higher ticket offers to people that are in a different household income. Okay. So that's one way the demographics works. Also separating it by gender. If you're doing a pelvic health course, generally, maybe you could send that more to women versus men. Okay. So, or, you know, things of that nature. Now, another way that you could segment your list that we use a lot is behaviors and interests. And this is really something that you can see. You see this a lot in Facebook, interests and behaviors. But you can also see it in your own business in purchases. Okay. So what type of purchases and patterns are you seeing in your business? So for example, you can identify those who recently purchased physical therapy services in your business, and then segment that list to offer them other wellness products, foam rollers, TheraBands, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe you're doing a flash sale on some of those. Or if you have people that are always coming to like your high intensity classes and you're going to do a special promotion on that, you can segment your list to have to go to the people that have been doing the high intensity classes, right? Which again, if you're segmenting your list, let me give you a great example. So like if you're segmenting your list, if you're promoting something for high intensity classes, okay, and you're sending it to your entire list, but only 20% of the people are interested in that, your open rate's going to be really low. But if you segment your list to say, and you can run these reports in a lot of the software packages where you can say, show me everyone who's bought this high intensity class in the last 12 months. You can take that list, segment it into your email provider and send it like, hey, we're adding these classes to the schedule and we're offering a discount. And all those people have taken HIIT classes in the past year, your open rate is going to be more because they're going to be interested in that, right? So it's a great way to look at behaviors and past buying patterns and history to create segments based on that. Okay. Now, another way to segment your list is with engagement levels. I do what's called scrubbing my list every once in a while. So I will at least 2 or 3 times a year, we'll send out an email that says, want to still hear from us? We haven't heard from you in a while, or you haven't opened the email in a while, and we'd hate to spam your inbox. If you're no longer interested, actually what we usually say is, if you're still interested in hearing from us and getting our content, just hit reply and let us know, or check this box. Okay. And for people that don't click or don't respond, they get swiped, scrubbed, they call it, from our list. I don't want to pay for subscribers that are not interested in engaging with us. So instead of looking at it as like, oh, my email list is dropping, I'm like, no, my email list is dropping and I'm going to get more engagement from the people that actually want to hear what I have to say. Okay. So one of the things you can do also is you can separate your list by engagement. So you can take people that have clicked on an email that you sent and then send them another email. You can take people that have opened your emails and do a certain segment and say, thanks for being one of the people that always engages with our emails. We'd like to reward you with 25% off your next purchase in the studio, or a gift bag from our gift shop, or something like that. Okay. So for highly engaged subscribers, you can send more advanced fitness tips. You can send more advanced workouts. You can send special offers. You can invite to special events. You can give them first dibs to register for something. It will engage them and make them feel important. And so if they're engaging with you, you should engage back with them. All right. So those are ways by that you can use how people are engaging with you. And you can usually easily find this in your email provider where it will say opens, it'll say like recipients, opens, clicks, unsubscribes, right? Don't worry about the unsubscribes. Let them unsubscribe. It's fine. Okay. Another way you can segment your list is what's called A/B testing. Most email providers have this. If you're not sure what it does is an A/B test identifies which subject lines or calls to action resonate more with people. So let me give you an example. You want to test two different email subject lines, and you want to say one is a positive subject line that says buy now, 3 hours left, and one is negative or time sensitive, where it says don't miss out, less than 3 hours remain or something like that. And what you could do is you could do A/B tests with those different subject lines, and your email provider will do like half your list to one and half your list to the other. And you'll be able to see which one gets the more open rate. So if email A with 3 hours remain, like by now, time, space still available, gets more engagement, then you can say, okay, send the rest of my list to this subject line. Was that confusing? It was confusing to me to listen to myself talk about it. So basically what A/B testing does is it will test two different subject lines. You can also do two different calls to action, like buy now or learn more, right? And it will send, your email provider will send it not to your whole list, but it will send it to like a subset of your list, but it will do like half and half. And then the winner, the one that's getting more engagement, then your email provider will send the rest of your list to the one that's getting more engagement. Okay. It's also super interesting. I love A/B testing every once in a while to see, do people resonate more with like the negative scarcity or the positive scarcity, right? Like positive means time still left, you know, versus, you know, don't miss out. Take advantage now, don't lose out, right? So it's just interesting. So A/B testing, most email providers have one. So another way that I really like to do it is I like to do polls and surveys from time to time. We do this a ton in Pilates in the Grove. And by a ton, I mean like 4 or 5 times a year, where we'll encourage our subscribers to participate in a poll or a survey to gain preferences. Like we'll do things like, do you like to get content on fitness? Do you like to get content on nutrition? Do you like to get video trainings on at-home exercises, right? So if you can ask your audience about their fitness goals and type of content, you can segment your list and only send, like if people want nutrition advice, you can segment that list and only send the nutritional advice to people that want nutritional advice, right? So again, it just boosts engagement, all right? The other thing that I think is helpful is different language. So you can separate your segment list by age. So I'm going to speak to a 20 something or a 30 something differently than I'm going to speak to a 60 something or a 70 something. So you can separate by age, even if you're promoting the same offer, but you can use different messaging to what's going to resonate specifically with that certain age group. Right? I mean, I think you can all agree that a 20 or 30 something is going to respond differently to different messaging than a 60 or 70 year old. All right. So if you're thinking in your head right now, which I can hear your wheel spinning, you're like, how the hell am I going to do that, Krista? I can barely do what's on my plate right now. You are going to delegate it. You are going to hire an intern or a virtual assistant. Okay. Or someone on your team that's looking for more hours, or you're going to task somebody with this task where you're going to say, I want to create segmentations or tags in my list, and I want to start segmenting the different content I send out to different people. And if you're like, oh, I'm just starting, I don't know what to do, you're actually ahead of the game. So if you can start segmenting your list before your list gets to 3,000 or 4,000 people, it's going to be uber helpful as you move along. All right. So if that's what you're thinking, think I'm going to delegate it. And maybe over the course of the next 6 months, you're going to use some of these segmentations to see how different and how more valuable your email marketing can actually be. All right. So I'm going to give you some real life examples of how we've implemented this with some people in our coaching groups. Okay. So we recently worked with a boutique yoga studio. They were specializing in yoga and holistic nutrition. Okay. So they were doing a little bit of both. And so what we did was we helped them segment their email list based on age groups and wellness goals. All right. So we were able to create tailored content that resonated with each segment. This is exactly what I was talking about with the age group. Okay. So this is what we did with them. We emails featuring nutritious recipes to 30 and 45 were more focused on maybe weight management and stress tip reliefs, while the group that was 60 or 50 and over focused on like menopausal and aging nutrition tips. All right. And we also were able to segment certain classes that were most beneficial for that age group in the email as well. So more high intensity, hot yoga classes were given to the younger demographic, and restorative and slow flow classes were given to the older demographic. Okay. We really saw an uptick in click-through rates and class bookings when we looked back at the overall engagement of that campaign, which was really, really good. Another example. Okay. We're working with a small physical therapy practice that offered various orthopedic services, post-surgical, sports injury, pain management, and neuro services. Okay. What we were able to do with them was help them segment their list by the type of treatment that they were seeking, they were undergoing currently, or what they had been interested in before. And so we were able to send different emails, follow-up sequence, which by the way, we automate, we teach you how to automate, that really resonated with the patients and where they were in their journey. So for example, the people that were in post-surgical, post-injury, we were sending emails about like more pain management, progress milestones, advice and tips on the recovery process, right? And we were providing valuable information and encouragement as to what they can expect and look forward to in their rehab and their recovery, okay? For people that were segmented in more sports injuries, a younger population, we sent emails about other services like recovery services and compression boots and things of that nature that could also augment their therapy and recovery process. Finally, for some of the older clientele that was in our chronic pain, and I'm doing like chronic pain in quotes category, we did a lot of mindset emails to them, stress management, tips on recovery from arthritis, and success stories from other clients in their same age group and demographic that have benefited from certain types of services that we offer. So basically we were doing client testimonials. So these people could be like, oh, somebody else did it, I could do it too. All right. So by segmenting that list, we were able to see a huge uptick in engagement, open rate, click-through rate, which ultimately we can then resend them out and continue communication by re-engaging them for later visits. All right. And really increase retention, keep them engaged, right? That's really what we want to do here. So I know this is a lot. And I know that some people are like, I don't have time to implement that. And that's okay. Maybe save this episode for a time that you do have to implement this. Maybe in the summer when it's a little slower and you're like, you know what, I'm going to take a day or two and see about how I can strategize segmenting my list. My advice to you is just start small. Gradually expand your segmentation services. Okay. Gradual. Maybe you can start, if you do offer physical therapy and wellness, start by segmenting that. If you have multiple locations, maybe segment people that go to one location versus the other location. Okay. Maybe create two criteria like age and gender. Okay. experiment, try different things, learn from your audience's responses. That's how you learn to refine things over time. It's a great way to prioritize providing value, which is going to differentiate you from your competition and from other people in the industry. And it really builds relationships in terms of marketing, which is what I teach all the time. It's about connecting over convincing. We are in relationship building marketing. Okay. You'll see a huge, huge benefit, not overnight, but over time. None of these things are overnight. None of these things are, I did it today, tomorrow I'm going to have 50 leads. No, it's slow, consistent things that you do repetitively over time that make the difference. And if you have any, you know, interest in doing this and getting help and helping, having someone hold you accountable, consider joining one of our mentorship programs. Like this really, this serious segmentation goes, we do go in depth in the inner circle, but if you're not ready for the inner circle yet, maybe FitBiz Foundations is what's right for you. And if you're not sure, maybe just scheduling a discovery call with me is where you can start. And you can do that free of charge by visiting www.kristagurka.com/discovery. And I can hop on a call with you and see if you're right for one of our programs. All right. If you enjoyed this discussion today, I hope you really subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. And if you can comment, leave a review, it'd be really, really, really helpful. Maybe DM me over on Instagram, take a picture and tag me on Instagram. I love it when you do that. And I'm an Enneagram 3, so I love the external validation. It's what I'm trying to not drive me. But if you want to support my need for external validation and tag me on Instagram, I will be forever grateful. So I want you to stay inspired and motivated. And I hope you keep coming back to this podcast and share your experiences and journeys with me over there on Instagram. And until next time, my friends, bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.